Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 13th, 2021, and this is episode number 130 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled onto the podcast and you're wondering what this is all about, I guess I should let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further. And I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been talking about PR, public relations for small firm architects, because we've been leading up to our conversation with Julie Taylor, the founder and principal of Taylor & Company, a PR firm for clients who work on the built environment. Speaking of that, did you join the Context and Clarity live conversation yesterday? Where were you? On Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or are you one of our many, many followers on Twitch? Big thanks to Julie for joining us and to Catherine McPhail for co-hosting with me again. I'm really glad that Julie was able to come on and share her passion with us. I have to admit, it's a little bit contagious to talk to a non-designer who's so passionate about design. Hopefully, some part of Julie's advice or story inspired you to think about how you can more effectively promote your firm. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 129. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I encourage you to think about making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook, because it truly is a community and a supportive community of architects all over the world that are just like you. And it's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. In fact, I use this link to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and joining the group, and then think about adding to these live conversations that we have every day. Now today, we're going to have a very special Context and Clarity conversation, one like you've never seen before. And the reason I know you've never seen anything like this before is that, Well, we've never done anything like this before. As you listen to this right now, there's a good chance that I'm on my way to northern Vermont for the first ever Eccelstock. Now, before you put two and two together and say, my gosh, how vain do you have to be? Let me just say that this was not my idea. Eccelstock is the brainchild of several in the Context and Clarity community. I think it started with James Polk and Jay Caroli, and then Michelle Huddle and Catherine McPhail. I guess the idea actually originated on our very first Member Spotlight episode. I'm on the road because we're going to have 3 days of Context and Clarity live and in person in Vermont. So unless you're joining us in Vermont, when you tune in this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, you're likely to see a bunch of our community members on the screen. That's going to be really different and a lot of fun. And Saturday, we'll have a super live Context and Clarity panel discussion.
So hold on to your hat and keep your fingers crossed, because you never know what will happen when we're remote. But this should be a lot of fun. And for those of us that are actually going to be able to meet in person, probably for the first time, a great community building experience as well. Join us today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entre Architect Community Facebook group to see how this thing goes down. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entre Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entre Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern, so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.